Dan Copen, he can take it.
How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Now, Warren won't even go out and play. He's just going to go out and rag on guys. Are you at least going to play?
I'm going to play.
Attaboy.
Might as well. You're coming out for the day. You might as well play.
Now, I'm not saying I'm paranoid. I'm not saying I'm insecure. But I'll tell you a story. A few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I was right outside. Was it Van Ness Street?
Yeah.
Right by Fenway. And I saw Dan Copen pull up and park in a lot there. Mm-hmm. So I kind of waited out there. I said, oh, it'd be good to talk to Copen. He started to walk up the hill. And then went in the other direction.
He saw you coming?
I was thinking, was it me, or did he have something else to do? So I'm thinking, do we have issues, Dan Copen?
I don't think we have issues. I don't believe you've said or done anything to me that would...
I probably said some things that you haven't heard.
That I haven't heard
about. Haven't heard about. Now, maybe you don't have your folks listening to the radio intently.
It was an unintentional walk the other way is what it was.
Okay. So I'm
I would have saw you, I would have ran over and said hello.
or run over him, one or the other. But no, it's good to see you, seriously.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So how's your off season going, and what have you been working on and focusing on?
It's going good. I've just been really working, trying to get ready for the 07 season. You know, we got a lot of guys up there working out, and it's fun to be up there with the guys. But, you know, those 2 months off are always good to just relax and recharge your battery and then kick it into full swing here and get ready for training camp.
How long does it take from the end of the season just to get back to normal physical condition?
It takes a little bit. It takes about a solid month of laying on your couch just to feel right. I mean, the seasons are long, and they beat you down. So it's good to get away from everybody and get away from the stadium and the meetings and the practices and just, really focus on relaxing. You know, that's what you got to do.
You guys were very active in the offseason. I won't go over all the acquisitions. I'll just ask you this. What was your initial reaction when you heard about it or saw it go across the ESPN screen, Patriots acquire Randy Moss?
I was in an airport, actually, and I heard one of the guys that was working there was getting on a plane, and I heard it over his walkie-talkie. So, I mean, that's how I heard about it. And, you know, I think it's great. And, you know, I think it's going to help us out and give us, another threat on offense, which is always good to give Tommy options. But, you know, we got to go out there and play just the same. It doesn't matter who you got on the roster or what names are there. You got to go out there and prove it every Sunday. And, you know, Randy's been up there working hard, and it's been, fun to be around him.
You know, I'm sure you guys have players with healthy egos. It's not like the Patriots don't have guys who can be a little self-absorbed at times. Kind of like Roosevelt Coleman. Kind of like him. But why doesn't that ever become an issue in Foxborough? Is there some magic potion?
I think the guys that have been here before have done a good job of regulating that. And when guys come in, even rookies, veterans, doesn't matter who it is, you know, they sort of know what's expected of them before they walk in that locker room. And we got good guys and guys that have been around this team and other teams and know how to conduct themselves and try and keep everybody, you know, on the same level. You know, we're not out here for personal egos. We're going out there to try and win games on Sunday, and that's really all it comes down to.
We've talked to you about this before. Offensive linemen would always prefer to run block than pass block. You want to be the guy delivering the blow. First step forward, not first step back. When you see Dante Stallworth, Wes Welker, Randy Moss, are you thinking, hey, we're going to throw the ball more this year?
No, I mean, we're linemen are trained pigs. We do what we're told, whether it's a run play or a pass play. You know, we really don't care. We're just trying to go out there and help the team. And, you know, if they call more runs, they call more runs. If they call more passes, in our minds, if whatever's working, you know, we're willing to do, and it really doesn't matter if it's more run, more pass.
Is it fair to say, though, that Tom has never had a stable of weapons like this to play with before?
The guys we've had in the past have done their job. You know, they've gone out there and, you know, they've made plays for us. So, you know, this year, you know, who's to say that? Because we haven't even stepped out on the field yet. So we got to go out there and prove it just like we did in years past.
Hey, believe me, I'm not trying to give you another job here, but I've always wondered this. Do you play another position or center pretty much what you do?
Since I've been here, I've played center, and that's what I do. I think that's what the coaches expect me to do, so that's what I'm going to keep on doing.
No desire to play guard or anything like that?
I haven't been asked to, so, you know, if they ask me, I'll play. But
it's like, Michael, shut up.
How much of this playbook do you have
to know? Don't give him any ideas.
You know, we were talking to Ty about outside recognition. You're recognized within this organization and within New England for the caliber of play. Ty, the same way. but it took a little while to maybe get some of that recognition from outside. Is it finally happening for you and like he's hoping it'll happen for him?
Ty's a great player, and, you know, all of us around here, and especially, you know, inside the stadium and around the fans around here know Ty is a heck of a player. As for me, I just try and go out there and play. It really doesn't matter if I get recognized or not. As long as we're winning, that's all I care about.
Well, Smirlis has had you in the Pro Bowl for about 4 years now, hasn't he?
Oh, I like Fred. That's
fine.
And the key question, who do you got your money on today? Well, if you're not betting, well, who's the best player out here today?
The best player is Tom. But, you know, in scrambles, it really doesn't matter if you're the best player. It's who's got the best team. So, the field's wide open. We're just going to go out there and see who can deal with the rain.
Now, in a few minutes, they're going to have the long drive contest right out here in front. Is Tom the favorite in that, too, or do we have some big boys who can hit it out there?
You know, there's some guys that can hit it, and, you know, long drive, you just got to get that lucky swing. So, don't count out. Castle can swing the club. He can hit a drive if he gets it good. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that can hit it, a lot of guys that are lucky, too. So,
I take luck over skill. Good to see you, Dan.
Thanks, Jess.
Enjoy what's
Dan.
Left of your offseason. Probably not much left.
A month and a half, that's it.
That's about it. Good to see you. Dan Copen joining us here at the International in Bolton. Good luck to you this year.